Hello, everybody. Welcome to Skid Row Studios. You are listening also to Extreme XM, channel 165, in collaboration with Skid Row Studios. It's Saturday, 2 o'clock. That means it's time for a new Bad Advice. I am your host, Drew Marks. I want to welcome everybody. I also want to thank our sponsor, AdamandEve.com. Now, if you're interested, what we've got for you is some special gifts. If you put in the checkout code Skid Row, you get special gifts from Adam and Eve. You can get 50% off your most expensive purchase. You get 3 XXX DVDs. You get a free mystery gift as well as free shipping.
Drew may be in one of them.
I may.
Yeah.
That is true.
That's true.
That's true. You know, I'm not going to lie. That is a possibility.
I mean, Drew, you got to sell that and own it. You got to own it more that you were and still are. Once you're a porn star, you're always a porn star.
So you
know,
that
we
going.
Have a new guest that knows nothing about this, so maybe we'll get into
What's
this later.
What's going on? You're a porn star?
Drew, no, he was a fluffer.
I was not.
You were a fluffer.
Drew did hardcore. No, Drew did hardcore.
For women? You were a fluffer for women?
He fluffs on this
God,
show
I
on occasion.
I sat in the right seat. Yeah.
Apparently we missed that part in the beginning of the show where I said, let me get through the announcement. But thank you, Vic.
Drew, I'm sorry.
That's
you
all
know
right.
what? You don't own it, and it's something to be proud of.
I will own it later. No, so make sure you use Skid Row at the checkout. Now, one of the things, Vic, I'll have you know.
Yes.
This is a very new and exciting thing. As part of this Adam and Eve thing, we are launching a Bad Advice line of sex toys.
Mmm.
Yeah. What?
We have Bad Advice blow-up dolls based on the people here on the show.
Then mine's going to be huge.
Actually, no, it's interesting. We have the Marie Del Preti blow-up sex doll where...
Does she have a big booty?
You are the only... No, you're the only one doing any blowing. You have the Vic Cohen blow-up sex doll where... Everything. You blow it up and then you can sit there and watch it
play
have sex with
play
itself.
With itself yeah.
That's also a roller doll that's actually life-sized, by the way. That's nice.
And the nice part is it only takes like three good breaths to blow it up.
It's good for asthma patients as well.
That's right. We have one for Gus over there, too.
You know, the thing is...
It'll let you touch it, but you have to get it high
first.
The
truth is that I would be an amazing love doll, and I would say right now, if these two ladies were love dolls, I would be pouncing on it.
We do. For our listeners, this is one of those special weeks. We have in the studio with us a very special first-time guest.
Yes.
We have Female Comic of the Year.
Yes.
She is the host of her own podcast called She Said What?
She Said What? I used to be a host of a podcast that did quite well called Beauty and the Beast.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
She was the beauty.
No, the joke was I was the beast. That was the joke.
But Felicia Michaels is with us.
So yay!
And then over here, we have the lovely Marie Del Preti.
What?
Marie.
Vic Cohen, host of It's a Fair Question here on Skid Row Studios. And also Ken August, host of the weekly wrap-up.
Happy to be here.
Nice. We'll get into their shows. We're also waiting on Chris Z.
Hey, Drew.
Yes?
Did you know that I've been in Felicia's home?
Yes.
So have I.
Here's the question.
She knew
I was going to say, did she know?
Yeah, she knew.
Who do you think I was more intimate with? Marie or Rick?
We were pretty intimate.
Let me tell you something. If we're talking about in my mind, it's not even a question.
Yeah, and Vic, standing outside her window doesn't count as being in her home, by the way.
He was in my home.
Yes, but was it in violation of a restraining order?
Well, that's another question. That's a fair question.
Hey, yeah, there's Chris Z.
Hey.
All right, Chris,
also, did you know Felicia's a former Playboy model?
Really?
I didn't know that. Yes, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
That's all right. My porn career was 30 years ago.
So you are a porn star.
I was.
You know what? Drew's done porn.
Yes.
Felicia's been in Playboy. And when I was 14, I took Polaroids of myself masturbating. So.
Yeah.
Those are all such the same thing.
I broke my fingers on porn just watching it.
That's true. Damn, you must bang hard, Marie.
I know. She was way too into it.
I'm not sure she's doing it correctly,
to be honest with you.
No, I was 15, and we were watching this Cinderella porn with my friends. Remember?
We talked about this on the show.
Yeah, I sat on my fingers backwards because my friend's father came home, and I was scared.
Chris, I didn't want you to miss it. We have a sponsor of the show, AdamandEve.com, and as part of this, we have a Bad Advice line of sex dolls, and there's one for you as well.
But it's not Adam and Eve, the company. It's two guys, and it's a Van Nuys couple.
It's a legitimate company.
Oh, really?
But Chris, did you know about your sex doll? It's kind of fun. It's like after you inflate it, you can watch it stare at you kind of creepily as you wait for it to kill you while you sleep. Oh,
I envisioned a bobblehead with its tongue stuck out. You just let it rip.
No, that's it's not more a of a doll. Game it's
of
real life.
It's more of a Game of Thrones blow up.
All right. Well, listen. We got a lot to cover today. For those of you who are new to Bad Advice, what we do is you can call us with questions on any subject. Our number here, 800-893-9562. You can also reach us on Twitter at hashtag Drew's Bad Advice. We will take questions on any subject at all, and since we're untrained and unqualified, we will give you some pretty damn bad advice. We will also be covering some news stories, people I feel can benefit from advice but didn't ask, and we're going to start right there. There's Jeremy. Thank you, Jeremy. All right. We're going to start. Our first story comes out of Washington State. Apparently, Donna Lang, a 51-year-old woman from Everett, Washington, is believed to have suffocated her boyfriend to death with her breasts. Mm. According to the deputies who were called to the airport in Trailer Park, they found medics performing CPR on Lang's 51-year-old boyfriend, who was later pronounced dead at Swedish Hospital. Witnesses claim they saw Lang throw her boyfriend in the back of the mobile home, and she was later found with her chest covering the victim's face.
May I say there was no doubt the phrase mobile home was going to be in this story?
Yeah, not a shocker.
Yeah, okay.
Why did this make the paper? He died doing what he loved.
Yeah, he died happy.
Well, I guess. They said the police noted the size difference between Lang and her boyfriend. She was apparently 5 feet, 6 inches, 192 pounds. He was 5'7", 125 pounds.
I think, Drew, once you said Trailer Park, that was implied.
This could happen to you, Vic.
with an average-sized woman, that
could
happen.
Right.
Wow. Or a heavy guy. A heavy guy could do it to you.
We love Vic, but no. We do like to tease him.
No, the truth is that you're right, and I do have to be concerned about that.
You have to be careful. You don't know.
I know,
Marie,
even you.
My butt can totally suffocate the shit.
You always have like a
He is so ready to try.
Why did you put that visual in my mind just now? That's so wrong. By the way,
thank you for putting that visual.
I have this friend named Wendy, and she says she saw on YouTube.
Who shall
once,
remain nameless?
She said she saw on YouTube once where a video stuck his head in a woman's vagina.
No, really?
Yes. Yeah, and I was thinking that's the perfect murder weapon because one queef and you could take a motherfucker out. Right?
You know what?
Right?
Vagina do you have to have?
He was a pinhead.
I don't understand, Drew, because I have a very perfunctory knowledge of like medical science and biology and anatomy and stuff. I saw this video one time of a guy fisting another guy, right? And he got to about halfway down to his forearm, and like it's like he met some resistance.
You
right?
sure you
and
just
he,
weren't watching the Muppets?
First of all, you are so full of shit. I'll tell you why. Finish the story.
Okay, yeah. And then when he got to that point, actually, if you don't believe me, I'll pull up my cell phone and call my friend Josh right now. He's watching it with me.
First of all, I can give a shit about Josh. So let me just tell you something right now. For you to be watching videos because for medical purposes,
no,
you
saw that's a guy not what I said. That is not what I said.
Focus.
I said I have a basic anatomy knowledge because Hold I took up class. One had nothing to do with the other. Yeah. That's your problem for not listening.
Yeah, Vic. Oh. Vic, you can't stop a man's story when he gets this deep into the
matter.
What happens at that point?
So the point of all that was when he met this resistance, it's like he literally saw him kind of like put his shoulder into it and suddenly he got another like foot out of it. And I just don't understand where a human being has that capacity inside of them to take like a grown man's arm.
He dug down deep.
Dude, that was an intestinal tract sucking him in.
Yeah, I mean, I'm surprised it didn't come out of his mouth.
First of all, when you're turned on, you'll do anything.
All right, let me ask you a question.
Why were you watching it that long? You know what I mean? Like,
right. This is when the
when
internet
it goes past the wrist, I would have stopped. You know?
Worst Disney film ever.
I kind of usually stop after the second finger, but that's just me.
I want to know if Alicia's the video was it of the Octomom? What the hell was that vagina?
Oh, I don't know.
It had to be.
I've seen that video,
have
by the way.
Have you seen that video?
I have seen that
you
video.
Really?
And sadly, I've probably seen it 800 or 900 times.
That's
actually
me on.
His ringtone.
Really?
Some bald dude. He's getting in there because you don't want a hairy guy doing that, I guess.
Oh, was it Vic? Yeah. Vic, you could have totally been
He was a full-size
dude. I love the vagina, and I would move in if I could. And
your head's
not that
stick big.
My
really?
Head in. Yeah, I love it.
He doesn't have a big head.
Right, I guess every queef couldn't kill someone, but you could at least make their hearing bad.
I like queefs. I like queefs.
I don't. They're
I'd love them.
Really?
Yeah.
We'll get into this, I'm sure, at some point. Vic likes anything.
I love anything from the vagina. Anything. I love queefs because it can only come from a vagina.
The best thing to do, Vic, is to pinch your nose and blow out when the queef comes so you can kind of equalize.
It's like scuba diving.
How did we get here from a woman smothering with her breasts?
We went to the guy who was wearing the woman as a hat when he stuck his head in there, and then from there, we lost track.
There is a video on the net of you seeing where the elephant is being washed by like a trainer, and the elephant kind of backs up, and the guy's head is literally fully inserted into the elephant's anus.
That's an elephant. Wow.
I will say one thing, because you were saying that I could die like in this kind of situation, and one time I did have sex with a woman. She was like 6'2". And I'm watching in a mirror.
You know, like an animal planet.
Disappeared for 48 hours.
No, it was like an Animal Planet special, like watching a chihuahua trying to fuck a St. Bernard. You know, I was the chihuahua.
How do you do doggy? You can't do doggy, right?
No, there's no doggy.
There's no doggy.
My advice the kid actually looked like a chihuahua.
My advice would be for Chris, which would be careful what you click on, dude.
Remember when the internet was new?
Backward fisting videos were all the rage.
I was in college back then.
I remember.
It's like Rotten.com that used to specialize in presenting the worst shit they could find on the web. Now, of course, that's ubiquitous. You can find that anywhere. But back then, it was like a big deal.
One quick thing, you know, if anyone listening has gotten inspired to fist someone up to the shoulder, you can get your lubricants at Adam and Eve.
Good point. Check out.
Remember
that checkout code Skid Rogue. All right, on to our next story.
Skid Mark.
This is disturbing. Apparently, Kuchum Nikaj broke into Alan Kashalsky's apartment and then had sex with the man's dog.
Oh.
Apparently, building superintendent Kuchum Nikaj, 44, was sentenced to 6.5 years in prison for sneaking into a tenant's apartment and having sex with the man's dog. Mm-hmm. Alan Kashalsky of Rye, New York, lived alone with his one-year-old Labrador retriever named Gunner, but would frequently come home to find signs that another person had been in the apartment. Mm. He set up...
Used condoms?
No. Mm-hmm. You think the guy was having
Labradors
safe sex
are the sweetest dogs on the planet, by the way. And if you can chase that Labrador down to the kitchen and corner it, it's yours to fuck.
I thought you were going to say they're the sluts of the animal kingdom.
I would probably make love to a Labrador.
Yeah.
Of all the breeds, really? You would make love to whichever one you caught.
But it says he set up cameras to catch the intruder and wound up with footage of the man entering the apartment, getting naked, and engaging in sex acts with Gunner. Mm. He told the news that on the video, the Labrador, who is usually friendly and energetic, just sat on the couch. He didn't get up. No kidding. Like, I would do the same thing.
I do that after sex.
He found the dog taking a rape shower.
It sounds like they were in love or something. Like, this was a relationship. I mean, why are we throwing him in jail for this?
Yeah. Did the dog press charges?
Exactly.
This is the thing. I've got two thoughts on this. First of all, I think that there's a misunderstanding about dogs. I think dogs like sex. I always see them humping things. If you give them a chance to have sex, that could be actually is a wonderful thing.
Yeah, but they don't. Here's the thing. You see them humping things. You don't see them backing up into
some dogs back
that's
up.
That's where Vic comes into the
game. Here's the other thing. I have a very serious philosophy and idea, and I think this is true. Every woman I've talked to who's been honest has had an experience with a dog.
No, I'm not talking about intercourse.
Hold on. I'm not talking about intercourse, but I'm talking, you always hear about the peanut butter experience either in high school or something like that.
I've had an experience with a dog, but not like actually experience.
Not penetration.
No, the dog like completely centered on my crotch. It just went right in when I walked into the door.
I apologize.
Did you stand there though?
I did linger a little bit, and then I was like, "This is weird. Get off!"
That was actually just me in a Halloween costume.
Oh my god!
I'm telling you, a lot of females I've talked to, and I don't.
You just said every female. Now it's a lot.
Okay, you know what?
It could have been one or two.
All of us are into.
No. I'm not talking about into it. I'm saying as part of their getting comfortable with their body, as part of a kind of introduction to sex. They don't know what's going on, and a rambunctious dog does some stuff, and they succumb.
Hey Vic, when you're hanging out,
what?
When you're hanging out in a
crawl out,
I know. I was just away on a cruise for a week, and Gus over here was nice enough to house sit for me and look after my dog.
I wish I would have known this story. Next time I go away,
yeah. You are so not looking out for my dog, so, Vic.
Next time I let someone house sit my dog, I'm going to mark the peanut butter jar. That's all I got to say.
It's going to look like a growth chart for a child.
Vic paid me $50 to come hang out with your dog when you were out of town. I didn't know what for.
Is that how we got in?
You better not have taken that money.
Let me tell you something. Ladies, the secret's out, and don't shoot the messenger.
Okay.
Well, thank you for setting me free. I feel trapped.
Again, if you want to call in with a question, if you want to join a discussion on one of these stories, our number here at Skid Row, 800-893-9562. Also remind you that you're listening to Extreme XM, channels 165 to 169, in collaboration with Skid Row Studios.
Drew, something I have to see is a video of that guy watching the video of his dog being penetrated. Because I've just, you know, watching his face go like, hey, this guy broke into my apartment. Hey, why is he going after my dog? Oh, my God. Oh.
No! Gunner!
I also don't know if the who was being penetrated.
Does it say exactly what they were doing? Did the dog bark no?
No. At the end, you see the dog and the guy both smoking a cigarette on the couch.
The dog was just sitting on the couch, right? Just chilling, waiting for his lover.
It's so bad because, you know, like during the trial, like, show us on the chew toy where the bad man touched.
Why is the dog on the couch?
I would never. First of all, I'm not going to judge.
What happened to moving on?
Oh, okay, go on.
We got a lot to cover here today.
Move on.
All right, our next story. This one comes from Florida. Robert Briley, age 44, was arrested after allegedly taking a swing at his buddy, whom he'd asked to join in a threesome with him and his wife. Apparently, he repeatedly asked a friend to have a threesome, but his friend kept saying no. In the report, the officer notes that apparently Briley wanted his wife to engage in fellatio with his friend, and that after that, the three would have sex. But when Briley pushed the issue further, the friend said he would do it, but only if he took his wife into the room alone. This apparently pissed him off so much that he started swinging the aluminum bat.
Mm. Oh.
What trailer park was this?
It didn't say. No trailer park.
This is in Beverly Hills.
They do mention they were drinking, which is probably not.
I think I did a show there last night.
Wow.
I think it was Liam's. Yeah.
Whenever somebody's hit with a bat, I assume Marie has some kind of personal experience
with this story. I know that guy. That's my bat.
I think it's a bad sign when someone asks you to have sex with your wife and he keeps saying no. It's like your friend is just trying to be nice and not have to go, have you seen your wife? That bitch is ugly.
But wait, the guy wanted to have sex with her, but in private, not like...
He finally agreed. At first he kept saying no,
but
he didn't want the guy to watch him.
He was shy. He was shy.
This is one of those stories that makes me realize I need better friends. I can't get my friends to help me move, much less offer me their wives.
You can hang out with Vic's friends. They're all fucking dogs, apparently.
My advice is, you know, if you're going to hang out with if your friend has a bat and he asks you to let his wife blow you, just say yes.
It's funny because this is like my people with the bats. Like, I didn't think that anybody was afraid of a bat anymore, but I like that. I like that. This is exciting for me.
How tough is Marie when she's like, oh, people are still afraid of bats?
Yeah.
I've never...
Wow, you're old school, Marie.
Old school. You should be afraid of me and my bat.
Am I the only one here who's never had a threesome?
I've never had a threesome.
That's
a good one. Yeah. No, I never had a threesome. I was engaged once to a guy that had a threesome, but he was a lot older than me. This was about a couple of years ago. He was a lot older than me, and he told me when he did a threesome that what happens, I mean, I'm sure you guys have all done threesomes, he paid one girl too much attention, and the other one ran off and cried. Oh. And then they had to go, like, search her out in the Hollywood Hills in his car. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, that is the saddest fucking story ever.
Man. I'm used to women crying when I have sex. But not running away. That's not shocking.
Why, have you had a threesome, Marie?
You know, I had a threesome light. Like, it didn't go to any kind of, like, you know, full on, but, like, you know, we made out for hours. I mean, we were playing strip poker, and it just led
to
that.
How old were you? Was this around the dog time? Or?
It was
40 minutes ago.
The dog was the third person.
I was the baby. And Vince was my bat. I was of age.
Oddly enough, the dog also ran off into the hills. Go ahead.
I mean, you know, we were playing strip poker, and then we were all like sitting there with pillows on our laps. And so we were like, yeah, let's make out. So
so there was no, just kissing?
Yeah, just kissing.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Wow. Guys, you've had a threesome, right?
I'm usually naked during the show, so I count that as a fivesome. But not a successful one. I swung and a miss.
What does that mean?
That means the person to my right was not all that happy with the attention being paid to the person to my left.
See, that's what happens, right?
Yeah. You guys just got to be more giving.
It ended up being a lot more conversation than I want in my twosomes.
So there was two girls, Gus?
As far as you know, yes.
Okay.
Yes. Girlish.
How about you? Have you had a threesome?
No, not even close.
No.
Not even
close.
What's interesting is that
I can't remember last time I had a twosome.
As women, we could choose to have a threesome whenever the hell we want.
Yeah, that's very true.
That's true, and the show is over in 40 minutes.
So we'll be out of here in 42, right?
I don't want a threesome. I mean, because I just want to pay attention to that one woman.
Aww. Aww. You're so romantic, Vic.
I'm usually chained to the wall anyway.
No, I'm serious. It's just, you know, I really like to focus.
You know what?
Wow, that's the wrong F word.
I can see that.
All right, well, our next story, this is clearly a candidate for Father of the Year. It says a drunk Florida dad stumbled into a strip club's liquor store and left his 11-month-old baby at the establishment. Apparently, Kenneth Rowe, age 26, was reportedly wasted when he walked into Shark Lounge Liquor Store in Daytona Beach and asked the clerk to watch his baby boy. He then ditched the baby for the Shark Lounge Gentlemen's Club, which sits right in the same building. Here's the best part of the story. When they got a quote from the club, the Shark Lounge, which promises, quote, "We will rock you" on its website, hails itself as Daytona Beach's number one class act.
Mm. That's why you can't bring the baby in there. That makes sense.
By that they mean it's the single only classy thing in Daytona Beach.
So the baby was just sitting there watching all these girls strip? Is that what was happening?
No.
They have a liquor store next door to the strip club. And this guy walked in. He's like, "Hey, you want to watch this for me?" And apparently the clerk didn't say no.
What, you think it's the first time that's happened to him?
This is what I want to
This is where
that
I want
night.
My advice is be a better father.
Be a father.
Don't
period.
Be a father. Don't
bring
be
your
a father.
Kid to the strip club.
Bring her in.
If you live in Daytona Beach, if you're still going to strip clubs, don't have a fucking kid.
You know why he didn't bring her into the strip club?
Because all the
strippers would have been like, "Aw, baby," and they wouldn't have taken their fucking clothes off.
That's the only reason.
That kid could have eaten for just days. Because you know half of them got to be pregnant. You know,
they're all lactating.
Was it a boy or a girl baby?
Okay, what does that have to do with anything?
I don't know. I'm just curious.
Yeah. It was probably his daughter. He's like, "Look, honey, you're going to work here in a few short years."
Yeah, he's really scared.
Drew, here's the one thing.
It was a baby boy. It says they asked the he asked her to watch his baby boy.
You know, supposedly little infants can have erections.
Yeah, they do. My little kid, my 3-year-old has them.
But I mean, I think that's cruel to the kid to bring him in there.
Probably because you're backing into him.
He was playing with it the other day when he was sitting on the potty, and I didn't know what to do. I was just like, let it happen.
If you were my Maria, if you were my mother, I would be playing with myself all the time.
Oh my god!
Well, wait, Maria, when he gets older, because my 13-year-old came up to me the other day and he's like, "Mom, you know those skinny jeans you bought me? They gave me a boner. What do I do about it?" I know, and I can't say to him, "Go machine gun it into a sock, you know, and use your inside voice while you're doing it."
Did you blush?
No, I was like, "What?" And I thought, because I'm single, I thought, like, "What do I do
to
men that makes them go soft?"
So I started telling my son about my hopes and dreams. can I just tell you what a great mother you are?
Wait, Felicia,
she gave a Playboy.
No, and I mean that seriously,
Felicia.
Thank you for all of us.
What did you say to your son? Because this will help me. I can say to myself when I wear my skinny jeans.
You're very sweet to do that. No, I said to my son, because I thought about what do I say to men that makes them go soft. So I said to my son, I started telling him about my hopes and dreams. And it worked.
I started yelling at my kid, "Fuck him up now." You know what I mean? Like, "Put that thing away."
Nice. So your kid's terrified of his own hard on now? They get terrified when it first happens.
They get, because when my little one, it happened, he was like, "Oh, it's painful. What do I do?" And I'm like, think of rainbows, M&Ms, and clowns. I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you this much. I first masturbated when I was around 7, and I wasn't scared.
Did anything come out?
The first time it was like turning
Skittles.
A hose on.
No, something
like,
came out?
Yeah, it was like turning a hose on. All the kinks came out, and it really hurt.
Little flag.
It was 7 years
worth
of buildup.
The first time I ejaculated, it was unraveling. It was the first time out the chute, and it hurt.
It looked like New Year's Eve.
And then I felt like crying.
It was like silly string.
I'm not kidding. I felt like crying.
Was your mother there? Did she speak?
Multicolored.
What do you think he was jerking off to?
Yeah. Oh my God. Stuff came out.
Yeah, stuff came out. I was an early ejaculator.
Vic even makes himself cry after sex.
That's funny. I actually know I was that young because I was wearing footsie pajamas.
And, so yeah. You could have been up to 16.
I'll tell you my first fantasy if you want to hear it.
All right, okay. Quickly, then we got to move on.
This is odd. I never figured out what it was about. It wasn't about sex. I was in a hot dog factory. And they were going to turn my penis into a hot dog. And I only had a certain amount of time to ejaculate before I would become a hot dog. That was my first.
Well, it didn't work. You're still a hot dog.
Wow, that story made me dizzy, weirdly. I don't know. That's odd. Yeah, that was your first fantasy?
Yeah, I didn't know about
it. As you ejaculated?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the female version of talking about your hopes and dreams.
Felicia, every week we try and figure out what the fuck's wrong with him. And nothing comes of it.
We're like 20 weeks
in. Are you Canadian?
No.
Vic, have you ever been on Craigslist? Because this next story, here we go.
Not legally, you haven't.
There is a Craigslister who he put an ad in, and apparently this Craigslist man wants to give you art in exchange for an enema. He says he will swap a rare 1950s poster for a 2-hour massage followed by an enema. He writes, I am willing to swap this rare 1950s poster for the massage and enema, and it would make a fantastic Christmas gift for someone. But then they noted this offer was posted after Christmas.
I don't think the date of the holiday is really the strange part of this story.
What kind of poster?
Yeah. Here's the funny thing. It has a picture of it. It is a weird picture of what's on a man's mind. It's like a picture of...
It looks
poster.
Like Fidel Castro.
Sigmund Freud with a naked woman on his forehead.
Oh, my Lord.
And this guy is the guy who owns the poster?
He bought a print of it. Well, he says it's a classic.
You
know, it's not a collector's item.
He bought it at Z Gallery.
Yeah,
now.
For like a dollar.
Why would I want to give him a fucking enema then?
I would give him a kick in the balls.
Really? So you're saying if he had a piece of art that you
was
wanted
worth a
to hang
dollars,
up,
an enema is not a big deal. I feel like a nurse.
It's a print. It's the worst garage sale ever. What's the guy's name? Sweater. One enema.
He didn't give his name.
First of all, guy. Enema guy.
Do you want to write that down?
It's very simple. Just to give yourself one. You don't have to involve other people and hold on to your piece of shitty art.
Yeah, it's pretty easy.
Have you ever given yourself an enema?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah. I have.
Yeah, decaf.
Yeah. I've done a coffee on.
Coffee gets me too jittery.
I can't do the coffee because really I like mine with cream and sugar. It's too sweet.
I have a friend who does, what do they call that?
Cleanse.
Hydrotherapy.
That's such a bullshit. Mm-hmm.
I did that once.
It is such a bunch of fucking Venice hippie nonsense.
Yeah, it's pretty
silly. To go in there and tamper with your body's natural biology that we've spent hundreds of thousands of years developing.
Says the man who admires how far you can shove an arm in front of his house.
What is that called when they put the water in your...
It's called Friday night.
It's called hydrotherapy.
Is it? I don't know. Well, I did something like that, and the guy...
You did a squirting video?
No. I did something like that.
You mean a douche? Like when you douche yourself?
No, it's for your colon. What the hell is it called? I can't explain.
Enema.
We're talking about the same thing, right?
Yeah, it's a hydro...
It's a machine.
Right.
It looks like a coffee machine, like a big fucking cappuccino maker or something.
Yeah, something like that.
I love that you did
you
it.
You might have been
no
in the wrong establishment.
Colonic. That's what I was going to say. I did a colonic, and the guy... This is going on. I thought he was a doctor. He wasn't. A doctor, and the whole time he's talking to me about that he used to be a singer, and like all of a sudden this doctor becomes like, oh, you're in the entertainment business, so am I, and he starts singing to me while he's doing this.
Yeah, you don't want the lead singer of a cover band giving you a fucking colonic.
I was just like, this is mildly uncomfortable.
I don't even get why people get into that.
I hope he was doing Whitesnake.
Yeah. I don't even know the song he was singing. He's like, I was like really popular for this song. I was like, I have no idea who the fuck you are.
I've never given myself enemas for, I like what you're doing to that pen, by the way, Felicia. You're jerking off that pen. I've only done it for medicinal reasons, you know, like preparing for a medical procedure. I've never done it to get turned
Why
on.
Why are you prepping yourself for the procedure? Why don't you get it done there?
Because he's also doing the procedure.
That's what happens when you have no health insurance.
Yeah, well, you know, insurance is expensive.
As long as we're focusing on Vic, we have one more story. And I normally wouldn't even do this story, except I do have a question. It says, a man in Norfolk, England was reportedly attacked last week by a pair of Oompa Loompas.
Oh.
And Vic, I just want to know if you can account for your whereabouts. It says, the man reportedly suffered cuts to his face, nose, and lip, as well as two black eyes after being confronted by the group last Thursday.
What's an Oompa Loompa?
What's a question for me?
How are Oompa Loompas real?
Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah. Oh, I've never seen that movie.
You've never seen Willy Wonka?
No, I don't know. It seemed like it was annoying.
Picture Vic.
I love it.
If he had like...
I'm guessing they're tiny little gnomes.
Yes. Okay. If Vic was more orangey.
Oh.
You know, I'm going to own that.
Yeah. It sounds so cute, Oompa Loompa.
Yes,
you're my little Oompa Loompa.
I would love to be.
I just want to get one thing. I want to be clear here. You haven't seen that movie because you feel it may make you want to beat somebody. Is that what I'm understanding?
Yeah, it just seems like a lot of noise. Okay. I don't know.
My advice for that person is if you are not big enough to defend yourself against an Oompa Loompa, stay the fuck home.
Hey, you know what? If it's talking about little, I'm little. Like, I'll be a fucking fierce Oompa Loompa.
You would be like twice the size of an Oompa Loompa.
I want an Oompa Loompa to give me a colonic.
Yeah, right?
Talk about the chocolate river.
Honestly, that's a video I'd watch.
I wonder if I was being punked and I'm on YouTube somewhere. Like a colonic.
I like the fact that Marie's like, I don't know. They were doing something
What's
with
that?
My ass. They were doing something with my ass. I thought the guy was a doctor. He's a singer. I don't know what was going on. Was
evidently, that gains entry to your ass.
Okay, well, before you have a jacket with a little...
was he singing while he was...
We got a lot of questions we got to do. Sorry. So I want to remind you, if you want to add to the questions or join us with the answers, call us here at Skid Row, 800-893-9562. I want to remind you that you are listening to Extreme XM 165 in collaboration with Skid Row. So enjoy us there. Now, moving on to our questions. Our first one comes to us from Lori in New York City. Lori wrote in, and again, you can write in at either the face page, Bad Advice on Facebook. Did I say face page?
You said face page.
Too damn many ways to reach us. On Facebook, it is Bad Advice, and also on Twitter, hashtag Drew's Bad Advice.
That was okay? Drew showing his age. Go on the interweb. Look at my butt face.
Send a smoke signal. Carrier pigeon, whatever the hell works for you. All right, we got Lori in New York City who wrote in and said, my new boyfriend has very small hands. Does that mean he has a small penis? And if so, should I break up with him?
Well, she doesn't know what his penis looks like yet. Then
she obviously hasn't gone.
Can I talk to Lori? Sure.
Vic, you have small childlike hands. What does it mean?
First of all, Lori, I'm going to tell you, you are a fucking moron.
Stop hating all our callers. Yeah.
Not everyone's down to fuck, Vic. Come on.
Yeah, they're not DTF all the time. You know?
I have small hands.
Yeah, but I'm looking. Right. I'm checking out Vic right now.
He doesn't
look like he's... you know, missing out down there.
I'm a more of, you know, the shower.
Can you stand up, please?
There are showers.
Can you stand up?
There are showers and growers. I'm a grower. I'm a grower right now.
Oh, you have camel toe. I'm fucking uncomfortable with that.
If we keep staring at it, we'll grow. Like, if we just stand here and stare at it and we can see.
Guys, we got a caller, so I'm going to bring the caller.
Oh, we got a caller.
Yeah, we got a caller.
For a podcast, my man.
All right, go ahead, caller.
Hey, gang, how's my bad advisors this week?
Oh, we're doing well. How are you, sir? Who do we have on the air?
My name's Wade from Orlando.
Wade, what's happening, buddy? Thanks for calling the show.
I was wondering, first of all, on the threesome, I had exactly that experience. I had first two in the bed with me. I jumped on the one I liked and ignored the other one. That one left. Then the one I jumped on left to run after the other one, and I was by myself. I think it's a cruel thing they do to tease us.
Well, women can be a little cruel. So you got a question for
us? Question this week, though.
What do you got?
This week, I need to know from the ladies, speed dating event, give me 5 lines that are guaranteed to get me hooked up.
Ooh.
I'll bust your face up.
sounds nice. For the Chris Brown speed dating.
That'll work with the really, really, you know,
Italians.
People with the low self-esteem. Go ahead, ladies. Help them out. What do you got?
Oh, wow. You know, I don't think it's what a guy says. I think it's the connection he makes with you.
Oh, he was saying what the guy will say. I thought he said what I'll say.
I'm supposed to stare soulfully into their eyes.
Well, that's how you get pussy.
It's speed dating, though. You only have like 30 seconds. If you just sit down.
Hey, Wade. I have to say, though, if you have only 30 seconds, you should make that chick laugh because that is instant, like she'll melt in your hands.
You know what, Wade? This is Vic. I want to tell you something. I'm really disappointed in you.
Don't yell at him.
Stop hating all our callers.
I'm just saying, Wade. You know, this is about being... Wade, I'm going to help you here.
Okay.
It's about being sincere and being real. I don't like that you're calling up here trying to be manipulative. Don't try and manipulate these ladies into being strategic.
You know what?
Be who Wade is. Who is Wade?
Well, I'll tell you what. I've never actually stuck my head inside to enjoy the queef. I can tell you that.
Wade, I've done the speed dating event. I've been very successful at it. I'm giving you actual real advice, and I'm disturbed. I'm disturbed.
I'm going to agree with your disturbed.
Yeah. Yes.
Wade, listen. This is Drew. I'm telling you. The one thing I can offer you next week,
and I will tell you how sincerity played.
Okay.
And I'm saying, whatever the best advice we can give you here is whatever Vic tells you.
Don't listen. Don't do that.
Wait. In all seriousness, I have the best advice. I want you to write this down. Okay. And this is true, and this works on any date.
I'm ready? I'm freaking my finger now.
Wade, you will call up next week and thank me. This is what you do. You ask her a lot of questions, and you do almost no talking. She will have the best time. She will, and I've never been on a date.
I have to disagree with you.
No, hold on a second. I know what I'm talking about.
You know nothing.
I know a lot. Wade, listen to me.
She's trying to sabotage you.
I feel like I'm getting dating advice from Dale Carnegie.
You know what? You're right, because I'm telling you, women love to be heard. Anyone loves. It's a human nature.
Women love to be heard, but if you don't talk, Wade, with that sexy voice, we're not going to know why.
That's true.
I'm not saying being a deaf mute.
No, go with what Marie said. Wait, this is, and I normally don't give good advice.
Because it's
called bad advice, but seriously, make her laugh. If you have cocktails and you can push her drink across the table with your cock, do that.
do something sexy.
That's just a given. I have to wear tube socks to keep it from dragging on the ground.
Nice. Ooh. Then you're in. Use it to your advantage.
There's your speed dating technique right there, dude. Lay it on the table.
Wade, the other thing is, follow the rules, Wade. Don't talk about what you do for a living. Don't talk about what you drive. Don't be superficial. Don't be way into you.
Don't listen to Vic.
Yeah, okay, that's it. Wade, we're going to let you go before Vic actually gets you home.
All right.
All right, thanks, bud. We'll talk to you later. Peace.
I gave her great advice, and I'm getting no backup here.
You didn't even know what sex it was.
I gave that guy great advice.
I think he should wear his penis over his shoulder like a freaking sword and go in there.
Well, I've been doing a lot of online dating, and I tell you what gets... I wrote this little thing. I know this is way off topic, but I did write this little paragraph about my father that was very loving, and I get more hits based on that. People saying, I really like that. So I think if you have one sincere thing that you can share with someone, people get connected.
But you know what?
Every one of those guys still wants to fuck you, though. That's exactly what that message is.
Of course. Wow.
Wade, I don't know if you're still listening. I'm going to give you one. Vic, you're not allowed to talk right now. You have talked too much. Here's the last piece I'm going to give advice for Wade.
Here's what I'm going to do.
Wade, this is what you do. You do a little bit of what Felicia said. Here's what you tell that girl. Look sad when you're at the table and explain this is the first time you've been out since your dog died.
That's a good one. Until you see them
look
on a
sad,
second date.
Quiver, you get the little lip quiver thing going. You just lost your dog. She'll blow you to make you feel better.
That's great advice.
I have never blown a guy because his dog just died.
That doesn't even make me excited at all.
You know how many dogs have died in vain?
That makes me a little fucking miserable.
All right, well, we didn't quite get to Laurie's question on the small hands. Does that mean
I can I yes. say one thing about that? Honestly,
it's all a mystery, because sometimes you're with a guy and you're like, this marathon runner skinny motherfucker ain't got nothing shaking. And then he undoes his pants and it's like when you go to blow him, it's like blowing a double-double. You know what I mean? Like, you just never know.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this.
Good double-double reference as well.
Here's a question for you.
A lot hungrier than your hot dog fucking story, Vic.
I've never heard... Vic, you can talk now, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Well, I listen.
What I was
going
to say is, I've never done with the hands. You know, you always hear that with the feet. But then that leads to the question. If it's true what they say about a man and the size of his feet, then shouldn't women have no feet?
Well, I'm going to tell you something.
All right, I just upset Felicia on that one.
Can I see your hands? Drew, can I see your hands? Like, hold them up.
Drew's a professional.
They're not that big.
Yeah. No, I don't have big hands.
How big are your feet? What size are they?
11.
Yeah, it's not
how big is your
major.
Penis?
It hurts.
11.
Huge.
It's about an 11 also.
No, he's about 12 inches.
Let me tell you something.
Ron
Felicia,
swallow.
I would not have to tell you about my dog.
Exactly.
I would say, as a man with smaller hands,
he's a slayer.
You guys aren't noticing that I'm wiggling around on my seat right now, are you?
If you feel your chair moving. No.
I also want to make something very clear that size does not matter if you know what to do with it. And I'm not saying I don't have size, but I'm just...
But I'm going to imply it.
It's really girth, isn't it, though?
No, it's what you do with it. And it's also the dirty talk.
Yeah, but if you have like the size of like your pinky, I mean, that's not going to really.
No, I don't have a micro penis.
I mean, you don't have a button.
I had a friend who told me the woman that he was sleeping with, his coworker, and before him she had sex with a guy, and she said she was so stunned by how small his penis was, she let him put it in her butt because that was the only way she thought she'd achieve some sexual satisfaction.
I knew a girl like that.
Whoever thought that there was an advantage to having a small penis? I thought it was all bad, but I didn't know there was an upside.
You take a little penis in your butt. You take any penis in your butt. That's not true. That is true.
No, trust me, that is not true.
The attempt.
I've never had a penis in my butt, and I never thought to myself, well, if it's
small
enough.
Don't ruin the image in my head right now. Don't you do it. Don't you do it.
You know what, though? It depends on the chick's butt, though, because, like, if my butt is so big, that penis would never get anywhere near it.
You could let a guy fuck you and not enter you at the same time,
yeah, it would just be, like, banging up against my freaking tailbone. It wouldn't go anywhere.
I've never gotten the whole thing about anal sex, because to me, that's, you might as well be with a guy.
That's right.
Yeah, I don't like it.
I mean,
I agree.
And a lot of guys love it. You know,
we'll get into that.
I think
on another
deep
time.
Psychological pathology there in what you just said. I mean, one is you fuck the thing that you're fucking because you're attracted to.
No,
it.
You do.
I mean,
or because you're Greek.
I say you do.
All right, well, we still have a bunch of questions.
Such a disturbing leap. In that case, you could say the same thing about a blowjob.
Yeah. You know, and I was just about to.
Okay, well, guys, we have a lot of questions to get to. So our next one is Patrick in New York. Patrick wrote and said, my wife is incapable of walking past a mirror without stopping to look at herself. But it's not just a passing glance. She stares, primps, and it drives me nuts. Any ideas?
Your husband's name is Patrick, Marie?
Mm-mm. You think I primp punk?
But drives him nuts, like makes him angry that she's...
Had that experience in my life. Like this girl, it's like, whether it was like a car window, a shop window, anything that she could stop, it's like...
But this
seriously,
is what
it's like watching. It's like walking my dog and her having stopping to smell everything. It's like, could we?
But
move
this
along?
Is what bothers me about you guys, okay? Because start to hate the thing that you love. It's
That's
like you
right.
wanted that hot bitch, and then when she
That's
keeps
right.
primping and making sure she's still hot, you're like. Bitch, why are you looking at yourself?
That's right. Maybe she's checking for eye boogers.
Most of it. We want her to be a hot bitch, but we want her to shut up and be fast.
Yeah.
Is that am I asking too much?
This is what I say. Patrick, here's my advice to you. Get a divorce. No, wait. Hear me out, Patrick. Here's why I say that.
This is stupid.
No, it's not stupid. Don't judge.
Tell me why she has to get a divorce from this guy.
It's him. He's writing, right?
Right.
Yeah.
He's writing about his... Because she's not going to change. And if it's a deal breaker for you, don't try and change her. Just get a divorce. Find someone.
Why can't you guys
find a 600-pound chick who won't look at herself because she can't stand to look at herself?
You won't look at her either. So what the fuck's the point?
Here's the thing. There's a happier solution. You guys are so quick to judge. Why don't, listen, Patrick, just replace all the mirrors in your house with like fun house mirrors.
It's a good move.
Yeah.
Although she may spend a lot more time trying to make herself look good, but that's.
Here's a better solution. Buy her a compact.
Here's why I tell you.
I'm the old guy?
I was like, what is that? Like, I know what he was talking about. Like,
yes, you know,
mirror.
Go back to the 1950s.
Yeah, they sell them at Zales along with a nice brooch.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Brooch. And chiffon.
And
you can keep it on the chiffon.
Patrick, did you get one at Adam and Eve?
Patrick,
fire a bodice.
But why is that a bad thing that she's looking at herself?
Yeah,
I don't even understand this stupid guy.
I'm not judging that.
This
I'm
guy
saying
should suck my dick.
Patrick doesn't.
I'm so repulsed turned on right now.
Listen, this is about Patrick. This is about Patrick. And Patrick, you're not going to change her. I've been with women like this. I'm not attracted to women like that. I don't start with them. You made your bed, whatever that's, and sleep in it. Or something.
Really? What? You took that long to go there?
Advice here. My advice would be don't spend 20 fucking minutes using the guy's name, just calling him Patrick, and then go, I got nothing else to say.
What do you mean? I did have something.
Patrick,
I said,
Patrick,
get him a divorce. Get a divorce.
Okay, that was yesterday.
Yeah, I don't get the divorce thing.
That's retarded. You've never been married. Have you been married?
Yeah, I have, and I got a divorce.
Oh,
because she always looked at herself.
She picked her nose or something.
Okay, well.
No, it just didn't work.
All right, we've helped Patrick enough. Moving on. Stephanie and San Diego. Stephanie, I can't wait for Vic's answer to this one. It says, are all men scared of commitment or just the ones I date? Doesn't anyone want to get married anymore?
I don't know. Do you want to get married, Drew?
Hell no. No, that's not true. I would totally get married. If I can find a woman that I like as much as my dog, I will get married immediately.
So she's going to be hairy. You want a hairy beast.
No. I like them trimmed. But like, no. My thing is...
You want her to obey. Is that what you're saying? And lick.
Have you met my dog?
No, I haven't, apparently.
Yeah. I'm just saying, if someone makes me happy, I don't have a problem with marriage. But I don't like... I generally don't like the idea of marriage because I think you should be with someone because you want to be, not because you have to be.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, I find it deeply disturbing. I've actually had conversations with coworkers and whatnot where they'll talk about, like, you know, I want to be married by this age and have a child by this age. And the idea that somebody would be talking about doing something like probably the biggest decision they'll make in their life with a person who doesn't even yet exist.
Right. They're just trying to fit the piece into the puzzle.
Yeah. It's like me going, you know, I retire at 40 when I win the lottery, and you would think me a madman.
Well, if you want to get married and have kids, you have to think of a timeline.
That's
because,
exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, come on, guys. Yeah. You have to, like, be firm.
I would like to get laid by next Thursday. If I haven't met the person, it's irrelevant.
Well, you're not going to say, like, I want to get married by the time I'm 60 and pop up some... You're going to be so fucking exhausted.
I would like to get married when I no longer remember who that person is.
The timeline should fit the person in the relationship, not the person in the relationship fitting the timeline.
Okay, hold on. Let Vic go.
First of all, this is why I think our letters should come with photos. Because I want to look at her. And then I'll tell you why they're having a hard time committing.
Okay, fair enough.
What happened?
Gus has been trying to say something for like 6 minutes.
I have no idea. All I know is the guy's name when Vic said it. That's it. I don't remember
Gus,
anything after
Gus, do you
want to
get married?
No, maybe.
You'd be a good husband. I would totally marry you if I wasn't married.
Why do you say that about him and not me?
Because I kind of like
you
him.
Have tiny hands.
And that camel toe ain't doing you any favors.
I think Gus's voice inspires confidence. Like, it just sounds like he can fix things.
It's very sexy.
And,
you
can talk nasty, too.
I think you're adorable, Vic.
Oh, we do, whether they like it or not.
The truth is, Gus, how long have you been unemployed?
Yeah. And you want to say, fuck me, Gus. You don't want to say, fuck me, Vic.
When you get a chance, go fuck yourself.
I don't know. It sounds dirtier.
I don't know if he heard that, but you might have just made his year if you say that again.
What? Did Chris go fuck yourself?
No.
No, like, I could say to you, fuck me, Gus, and it'd be fucking dirty. But with Vic, it'd be like, fuck me, Vic.
I love it.
And then I grimace a little.
Roses
on your vagina.
Can I get this on tape?
I'm so pissed right now. I know you are.
I'm sorry.
No, I want to say something.
What?
You know, I'm going to be a little vulnerable here. I'm going to say something.
Not only
are you beautiful, but I know for a fact I've pleasured myself to your photo.
Oh, really?
Back off my woman, you little fucking
fool. Shut up, Vic, really?
Yeah, so.
Well, that might change everything. Sorry, Gus.
Back off my woman, you little fool.
I'm just telling you that I've gotten great pleasure from you.
Everybody else here, too, though.
No.
We have another caller, so
she's
I want to get to that.
Body.
Felicia, just to be fair, he has also pleasured himself to a grilled cheese sandwich.
Yes. All right. And I pleasured myself twice here in the studio.
And with thoughts of a hot dog factory.
Guys,
You should see the floor beneath Vic.
Okay, time out. We have a caller, so let's listen up. Okay, caller, you're on.
Hey, Drew, what's up? It's Vince. Vince. Your roommate.
Hey, what's up, Vince?
Hey, I've been listening to the show, and, you know, I was thinking, Jeff Dahl, the other roommate, has a big penis, and his paws are not that big. So why...
That's true.
Does it only apply to people or dogs too?
That's a good question. He's talking about my friend has one of those like dachshunds, and they're called draggers. Like it's a little dog, but seriously, this dog has a penis that drags on the ground.
I thought he was carrying a fuzzy rope the whole time.
Oh, I thought he was talking about another roommate had, and I was like, why does he know his roommate's penis?
They shower together.
No.
We have naked Thursdays at the house.
Oh, really?
What are you doing this week?
You guys just walk around naked in front of each other all the time, don't you? Vince?
The dog drags its penis almost.
Vince, are you high?
No. Seriously?
I know. Hey, do you think the sun rose this morning?
No matter what the question is, Vince's answer is the dog drags its penis.
Are you calling for advice, or are you just reporting in on the dog?
No, he was calling in about the earlier question.
I don't need advice. I was just calling.
He's just calling.
Right. Hey, Vince, tell them where we're going to be Tuesday night.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's the Irvine Improv.
That's right.
And I'm about to tell Jeff to bring his dog so you guys can see.
Me and Vince are performing 8 o'clock at the Improv in Irvine Improv.
All right.
Yeah. Ooh,
nice little
you're
plug.
Pushing that.
All right, Betty.
I didn't call to plug that in. I was just calling because I thought about that.
All right. Well, listen, we got a bunch more questions to get to. So thanks for calling, man. I will see you in a little bit. All right.
See you, Vince.
Peace. All right. Now, next question. We got this one. This one comes to us from, which one are we going to do? All right, Evan in Woodland Hills. Evan wrote in and said, my sister is always asking me to watch her kid. She says I should enjoy time with my nephew. The problem is this kid is a horrible kid. He has tantrums, he's nothing but trouble, and I honestly don't care for him all that much. I love my sister and don't want to hurt her, so what can I do?
Say no.
When you're babysitting every half hour, call your sister and be like, do you have him? Is he with you? No.
Yeah, and then call right back. I got him. It's cool. Everything's fine.
Is he allergic to vodka? Uh-huh.
Now, here's what you do. You tell your sister you're a registered sex offender. And that you don't trust yourself.
See, I was going to say, if you're good with like theatrical makeup, just keep sending the kid back with like bruises.
Or blood and guts and stuff.
And really outlandish stories of how she got them.
I'm supposed to remind everyone that you are listening to Extreme XM 165 in collaboration with Skid Row Studios. Actually, we're on like XM 165 through 169, so
yeah,
go nuts. We're all over the place.
When's the rebroadcast, Drew?
The rebroadcast is every Saturday at 9 p.m. Eastern time.
Wow, you guys are a team.
What was the question?
I don't even know. So this guy just wanted to freaking babysit.
Maybe if he hung around his nephew with a good attitude, the kid wouldn't be such a brat.
I doubt that.
Hey, Drew, did you see that question someone had sent me that I forwarded to you?
Oh, God, you really want me to ask that question?
Well, you don't have to. I just thought it was interesting.
All right, we got two questions. We will get to that one because we also have this one. This is an interesting one. Chuck and Reseda wrote, my wife and I have two children. One is very attractive and the other one isn't. The not good looking one doesn't understand why his brother gets so much attention. What do we tell him?
Jeez, I don't know. This is why I only had one kid, because he's so beautiful and I didn't want to see what the hell
you
the
tell him to take
like.
Up boxing, build his body.
Yeah
That's a great idea.
Get funny. I don't know.
Get funny.
That's why Lou Ferrigno became the Hulk, because he was fucking deaf growing up. He got tired of being made fun of.
Or like just knock out the other brother.
You just sit the kid down, you know. I mean, I'm assuming this is, it's the husband because he said his wife. So you just tell the kid, listen, this is your mother's fault. Okay, I married someone
you have
much
your mother's
less good looking than me.
You have to be politically correct. You have to explain to the kid that he is more visually challenged than his brother.
First of all, you stop referring to him in public as the ugly one.
Yes.
That's gotta hurt. Yeah. And the other thing is build up his mind.
It is the parents' fault a little bit for naming him Quasimodo.
What you tell him is that when children are good looking when they're young, when they grow up, they're ugly.
Hey, Vic, did you have a brother?
Sometimes. That happens a lot.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I wasn't that. I was ugly when I was one time in junior high. I was walking. No, I swear.
I wasn't that cute either.
I was walking home from school, and these two boys. I tell my kids this all the time because I kind of have an ugly child. I don't want to say that. No, he's cute. He's getting cuter, though.
Yeah.
But,
By the time he's 70, these two boys
walked by, these two popular boys, and one of them yelled at me, "Man, you're fugly." And then when I started doing comedy and I went back to my hometown, I was working at a club and I was at some disco or whatever dancing, and these guys came and I recognized them, and one of them asked me to dance and I was like, fuck you, asshole.
It's like a Lifetime movie. That's not a true story.
I know.
True story.
I just saw that on Hallmark.
That's what I'm saying.
That kind of happened to me when I was younger because I was really skinny and then I had a huge butt, and so they would call me like really mean names, like, you know, the N-word butt, you know? Oh. And so, but then years later, they were like, hey, what's up? And
this I was like, this is Saved by the Bell episode. This isn't real. This is real.
Years later, when you grew into your butt.
When I grew into my butt, and they were like, oh, that's sexy.
Do either of you ladies have pictures of yourselves as little girls?
Yeah, I'll bring it in next week.
Vic, I get the feeling.
Vic, you're going to get arrested.
I'm suspicious of that request.
All right, well, Vic is like, if you don't, I got a couple of pictures.
I have one in a communion dress.
I would love to see that.
Here's a question. This is a great one. Brian doesn't say where he's from. Brian says, I'm seeing a girl that used to be married. She has her ex-husband's name tattooed on her upper thigh. So every time I go down on her, I see it. She doesn't want to go through having it removed, and she says it's no big deal. Am I being unreasonable by letting that get to me?
Yes.
No.
Yes. No, I just dated this guy, and he had his ex-wife's tattoo, a name tattooed on his arm. But he has a kid, and it didn't bother me because... Like, number one,
different.
But number
two... What if it was tattooed to his balls? Would that matter?
It would be impressive.
I don't think it would matter.
I don't know, but like, he should just get on top and not see the friggin' thing. Yeah.
He can do two things. Just he can either spin her upside down so he can't read it.
What? What did
exactly.
I say?
He pussy in the dark. She
said,
yeah, sir. Spin her upside down so you can't fucking read it. Or you just tattoo right underneath the name is an asshole.
I dated a girl who had her ex-husband's name tattooed on. And I think what bothered me is that the tattoo was fresh.
See, I think it's very simple. Look, here's the thing, Brian. Before we move on to the next question, simple solution. Change your name.
That is easy.
Or change it to the name of the ex.
To the name of the tattoo. Yeah.
Oh, that's clever.
I actually have a friend who has a tattoo of a corn dog on flames, flaming with the boss tattooed on the corn dog on the inside of her thigh, like going up into her vagina. I swear
what
to
the
God.
Boss? What is, I don't understand.
I don't know. But a flaming corn dog. And I was like, what would, and it's not even attractive.
In
it's
their
like,
right mind, who would even, right. even stoned.
Let me say, yeah. unless you're playing for the NBA, keep those tattoos off your thighs.
Yeah. Yeah. Tattoo artists get so much more pussy than I do. It's ridiculous.
I gotta tell you, man.
It's ridiculous.
Call me old-fashioned, but like I was at a wedding a couple months ago, and to see that on this, you know, and it was like the IE, so the chick was kind of slovenly to begin with. You know, everybody there was, you know. Like there was a dude there in fatigues and shit. To see all these gnarly tattoos popping out of her wedding dress is just the most fucking uninspiring thing I've ever seen in my life.
You really don't think they're sexy?
You may as well have that guy's sperm on that thigh. That's how a bunch of a turn on it is.
You know, you can actually wash sperm off, Vic. I don't know how long it's been on there, but you can wash that off, dude.
I was actually going to get a tattoo because my appendix burst and the surgeon made this scar, like a hysterectomy scar, kind of above my vagina. And this is right when I got divorced and I was going to get busy. So I was really, seriously, I was like, fuck, and now I got a scar over my vagina. And I was because I was going to get a tattoo. I thought that would camouflage it.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I was asking all my friends, like I had this one guy friend, Joey, and I asked him, what should I get? And he's like, you should get the devil sewing you up. And then I was like, fuck you. And then my girlfriend said, well, it's a straight line. You should do like a ruler. Like it's a ruler because you rule your vagina like a ruler.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you have to be this big to ride this ride.
That's the thing. If I got a ruler, it'd have to be centimeters so every guy gets a big number.
That'd be awesome.
Oh, that's funny. That just made me think of something, though.
What?
Well, you remember that earlier one with the hand question?
Yeah.
You know that horrible joke, like, you know, what's the best part about having sex with a 9-year-old? Your dick looks huge in her little hand.
No, I don't know that joke. But that would be like
the female version. If you had a guy with little hands, it could make your vagina look really big.
Why would I want my vagina
I don't know.
That is so, along those lines, that is why I used a little kid's urinal in a public bathroom. It makes me feel like a giant.
What weird shit that you guys think of does not apply for us. That's we don't feel those
things. That's why I still sleep in a bed.
She just told the story about her pirate vagina. And you're, what are you talking about?
Well, I have a question.
But the question is, what did you end up doing?
Nothing, right?
No, I did nothing because I'm a chicken shit. But I have a question for you men. Speaking of like little hands and penis, but if you have big balls, does that mean you come more?
No, it just means you have elephantitis.
No, I don't think so. In fact, most men have a predominant testicle. Usually one's a little bit bigger than the other. Usually the left one has a lot.
That's the one I drive
My left
with.
One is smarter.
With the circulatory system and the flow
Guys,
of blood.
We're going to have to wrap this up. I want to thank everybody for joining us this week. Yay. I had a lot of fun. We have Ken August. Listen to the weekly wrap-up every...
weekly wrap-up.
Next week, or tomorrow, it's going to be at 4. Sunday. But starting next week, it's going to be following right after Bad Advice every Saturday at... What that makes it 3 o'clock
Eastern Pacific time.
Vic Cohen, you've got It's a Fair Question.
Yes, you can also find me at Vic Cohen on Facebook, VICCOHEN.
Nice.
I'm looking for friends.
Okay. Marie Delpretti.
You can follow me on Twitter at Marie Delpretti, DELPRETE. And I'm tonight at the Comedy Store at 8 o'clock.
Nice. And then we have Chris Z, co-host of Registered Ear Offenders here.
Every Friday at 1 p.m. Skid Row Studios, XM Satellite Radio. You can see me at the Gas Lamp in Long Beach next Tuesday. All right. Find me on Twitter, ChrisZ34.
Okay, let's get to Felicia. You got a couple seconds. Go ahead,
Felicia. Follow me at Felicia Michaels on Twitter, and I'll be at Flappers February 7th. And please listen to the She Said What podcast.
Nice. Thanks for listening to Bad Advice.
Bye.